Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a gifted mercy. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who sent his messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a mercy unto all of the worlds. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Uniquely One, who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. And whatever the messenger has given you, then take. And whatsoever he has forbidden you, then refrain from. And have taqwa of Allah. O lovers of the Prophet, the day of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming upon us. Its fragrant breezes find us in love of him, and serve as a reminder of his elevated status, character, morals, and virtues, and builds and entails within us an eagerness to learn about his life, to learn about his seerah, and to learn about his attributes. So if we reflect just upon the nature of his being raised up, then we find that he was born an orphan in that he had no father. And then his mother, Amina bint Wahab, passed away shortly thereafter. And then his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, who looked after him after that, also passed away. And so he was eventually raised up by his uncle, Abu Talib. He came to be known amongst his people as having the best of attributes, being the most beautiful of character. And he was praised by his Lord in many verses with the most eloquent of expressions and as having the greatest of qualities. For he was described as a mercy unto all the worlds, rahmatil alameen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. Elsewhere he is described as a great favor to the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Certainly did Allah confer great favor upon the believers when he sent amongst them a messenger from themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to have the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as our messenger. And if we reflect upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that his own chest was expanded for this remembrance and this message. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Did we not expand for you your chest? And have we removed from you your burden, which had weighed upon your back, and raised high for you your repute? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed raised high his reputation, and guided him to the greatest, to the highest, to the most perfect, and the most elevated of morals. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And indeed you are on a great lofty character, moral character. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with firmness upon the affair of ubudiyya, devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sincerity in his speech and his deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Your companion has not strayed, nor has he erred, and nor does he speak from his own inclination. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would never speak from his hawa, and rather he was someone who would forgive others and overlook much, as the Quran says, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٌ. he would overlook much. And this is only because of his mercy that he embodied to the believers and the compassion that he had for them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you a messenger from amongst yourselves. Grievous to him is what you suffer. He is concerned over you, and to the believers is kind and merciful. Brothers and sisters, this embodiment of the Prophet ﷺ's mercy extended to the alameen, all of creation, including the birds, the animals, the plants, entirety of creation. And that's because the core of his message was mercy, its essence was mercy, and its ultimate goal was mercy. As the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَحْمَةٌ مُهْدَى. Indeed, I am a gifted mercy. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the ability to emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in being this mercy. For he himself was a guide unto the way of guidance, the way that is the straight path. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There's come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. There has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book by which Allah guides those who pursue His pleasure to the ways of peace and brings them out of darkness into light by his permission, and guides them to the straight path. So the Prophet ﷺ is ultimately a guide, and in his guidance we find the essence of his way was mercy. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about him, that he was وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. That he was a guide who invites to Allah by his permission, and he's an illuminating lamp. And he's someone to be emulated, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. There has certainly come to you in the Messenger of Allah the best of patterns for those who wants to emulate and remembers Allah much. And how is the way of emulation? In ittiba', in following and in becoming like. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, in the words of his Prophet, who is saying, if you love Allah, then follow me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, so that Allah will love you and forgive your sins, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the forgiving and the most forgiving and the merciful. So brothers and sisters, the way of us expressing our love to the Prophet first and foremost is by following him in his character, being this mercy to those alongside us and those distant and whomsoever we interact with, and then loving what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, loving devotion, loving salat, loving dhikr, loving charity, loving kindness, and detesting what the Prophet ﷺ detested, detesting injustice, detesting ugliness of deed and speech, and sending much salawat upon the Prophet ﷺ. For the Prophet ﷺ informed us, "Man salla alayya salatan, sallallahu alayhi biha ashra." Whosoever sends salawat upon me once will find Allah will send the blessings upon him 10 times. And one of the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that he would devote all of his time in supplication as salawat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you were to do that, then your concerns will be taken care of, وَيُغْفَرُ لَكَ ذَنْبُكَ, and your sins will be forgiven. So brothers and sisters, let us realign ourselves, let us see these reminders of the birth of the Prophet ﷺ as a time to realign ourselves to being of those of his ummah and following him and emulating him both inwardly and outwardly, and that is not something difficult for Allah. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is indeed the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.